to the Netherlands now. After 2 years of investigating war crimes, the International Criminal Court in The Hague today named two people as suspects. One is a Sudanese government official. The other is a militia leader. They're charged with 51 counts of alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us to talk about the case. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Luke.
What more can you tell us about these two suspects?
Well, one man is named Ahmed Haroun. He was in the early years of the conflict in Darfur, Sudan's state interior minister. He was responsible for the Darfur portfolio. In fact, he was, according to the prosecutor of the ICC, he was head of the Darfur security desk. He is now a state minister for humanitarian affairs. The second man is a militia commander. He's commonly known as Ali Kusheib. And the prosecutor of the ICC says these two, they're responsible for, as you said, 51 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They include rape, murder, torture, pillaging, and attacks on civilians.
You know, this conflict has been described, at least in Washington, as a genocide. And two suspects, that seems like a pretty small number to commit a genocide.
Well, human rights groups are certainly hoping that Luis Moreno Ocampo, the prosecutor, is going to go further up the chain of command. In Moreno Ocampo's news conferences and teleconference afterwards today, he would only say that he's going to go as far as the evidence takes him. This was a very challenging thing to investigate, but he feels that he has enough evidence against these two men.
You know, from what I've been reading, Sudan doesn't even recognize this international court. So is this just pretty much window dressing?
Well, what happens now is the judges will have to decide whether or not to summons these men to appear or issue warrants of arrest. The International Criminal Court says Sudan has the legal responsibility to do this. Sudan is rejecting the allegations against these men and say that, for instance, Ali Kusheib has been in custody since November, and there are criminal prosecutions against him at home in Sudan. Moreno Ocampo says his investigation is different. And what he's trying to do in this is to show how the system worked, how the government worked together with the Janjaweed militia to carry out atrocities in Darfur.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman joining us to talk about developments related to the crisis in Darfur. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.